Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everybody? Happy Monday to you. This is CLR. This is the K Show. Wow, we've got a lot of stuff to get into today. Why are the Lakers lying? Oh my God, that organization, the leaks that come out of the club that they get upset about is getting on my nerves. We're going to talk about that. Netting is going up in two stadiums. Baseball commissioner answers, why not all the stadiums? This may be one of the most ridiculous, stupidest things we've ever seen. There's so many topics to get into. Listen, it's a free-for-all today in terms of topics. We're going to touch a little bit of everything. Training camps are about to open. OBJ is disrespected in his mind. We'll talk about that as well. All that right here on the Cave Show with PLR. Thank you for joining us today. We are brought to you by the one and only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights and Chandler AZ. Get in there, let them know PLR sent you. They will take care of you 10% off of your cigar purchase. Couple restrictions apply. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, now serving beer and wine. Get in there, become a club member. Get your lock and a backs up to a humidor and never worry about your sticks going bad. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, locally at 4991 South Alma School in Chandler, Arizona. Again, let me know PLR sent you. 10% off your cigar purchase. Call in number 917-889-7828. That is the Kerry Lackey Law Line. All calls made there. If you'd like to call, now is the time to call in. Hop on the line. I do have a caller on hold. Thank you for your patience. This is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Lou, what's up, my friend? How are you?
All right, so what's really OBJ complaining about now? I mean, really.
Well, he's a wide receiver.
Yes.
So let's take that into consideration. Wide receivers always have something to complain about because they're wide receivers. But he did make a couple good points. I just think he's gone now. Let's concentrate on his team. But he said it's funny how he was disrespected because the Giants were a 5-11 team, yet their TV ratings were good, yet people came out, and he was the one attraction that they came to see. And although I believe him, I mean, remember, deep-rooted in just about everything someone says is a lot of truth. And he's right. They sucked, and a lot of people came to see what OBJ would do. They looked at the Giants because he's really the only – fantasy guy for all those fantasy guys that are out there. But my point is, we know it's true. We know you were good. We know that Eli Manning is as exciting as a sanitary towel. We understand all that. But at this point, at this time, you're a Cleveland Brown. My opinion, you're a Cleveland Brown. I don't care about last year. If you feel you got a chip on your shoulder, you got something to prove, go out and prove it. You haven't even taken a snap in the regular season game yet. Just go be a Cleveland Brown right now. Same thing I said about Antonio Brown. I don't think Pittsburgh did everything the right way by you. I agree with you 100%. No. But you know what? Now you're a Raider. You're gone. It's like complaining about your ex-wife when you're remarried. Who really cares? You're remarried now. So who cares what your ex-wife did? You're gone. So stop complaining about it. You've moved on. Move on. I think that's my only point with OBJ.
Yeah, we got to go with the ex-wife one, though. Okay. And, And the former executive of the Browns is now going to be taking over part of the Wizards, if I'm not mistaken. Well, he's going to have a partial stake in it.
Oh, you're talking about them finally signing it? You're talking to Washington Wizards signing their GM?
Browls is going to serve as the chief planner and operations for a group from the Wizards and the Mystics.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I say this. So people can make fun of the Knicks all they want. They really, truly can. I think the Wizards are the worst run team in basketball. I think they made the worst basketball. And I don't think they're set for their future at all.
Go on. Paul, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I said, that's my opinion. I don't feel that they're set up for the future at all. I think if there's a team, if you project out 3 or 4 years, I don't think they have a chance to be good. You have Bradley Beal, who they offered a 3-year, $111 million extension to. If you're Bradley Beal and you want to get paid, take your money, by all means, take your money. But if winning is in your future, what can they do? Once they pay you, they're hamstrung by this John Wall contract for the next 3 years. They can do absolutely nothing. You have no scoring at the 3, the 4, or the 5. What are you going to do? You're not going to win. You're going to be a 20-win terrible team. When John Wall comes back, if he's any semblance of what he was before, maybe you're a 30-win team. Maybe you squeak in the playoffs in the weak East. But when you look at the teams that are set up, the Brooklyn Nets had a plan. They executed it. They got all-stars. You look at the Knicks. People are making fun of them, but I'm not. The Knicks, all these contracts they have expire in 2 years. What happens in 2 years? In 2 years, all the top free agents are free agents again. The next big crop, I call it the Greek freak crop. They're all free agents again. Next summer, there are no big free agents next summer. So why have all these contracts that expire when there's I like Kyle Lowry, but I don't think he's a must-have go-get to free up, you know, salary cap space. So the Knicks have a plan. All these teams in the East, with the exception of the Pistons and the Wizards, are showing some type of plan. The Wizards are terrible. So, I'm glad they took the interim tag off and now they have a GM. But you get a GM before the trade, before the draft. You get a GM during free agency. You get a GM when you can make moves. Getting a GM now, that's like buying a barn after the horse is already escaped. It's too late now. What's your plan? So, I don't know. Maybe I'm being hard on the Wizards, but I think it's funny. It's real easy to pile on certain teams because of where they are. But what free agent have you seen, big-time free agent, running to go be a Washington Wizard?
None.
So, hell, Kevin Durant is from there. He didn't want to be a Wizard.
Didn't want to go home, huh?
No. Because that team is in disarray. Terrible management.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, that's that story.
Yeah. Any comments on the Pacquiao fight that happened over the weekend?
You know what? I prayed like heck that Pacquiao lost that fight, and not because I dislike Pacquiao, because I do like Pacquiao. That's nothing to do with me liking or disliking. I just did not. I wanted the worst thing in the world is an over the age fighter, and I gave this analogy on Friday. When a basketball player is over the hill, his game will show and no one will sign him. When a football player's game is over the hill, it'll show and no one will sign him. When a baseball player's game is over the hill, it'll show and no one will sign him. But an overage, punt-drunk boxer can book fights against anybody, anywhere, forever. And, yes, Pacquiao looked halfway decent. But you know what started the second that fight was over? Pacquiao Mayweather. I don't want to see that fight. I don't want to see Mayweather fight again. I hope Mayweather takes his 50-0 and goes off into the sunset and be done. And let these guys that want to keep fighting over and over and over, let them do it. I mean, that's my hope. If Pacquiao won, good. Thurman's been off for a couple of years. I still thought he'd have enough. There are some really good boxers out there without us seeing two old dudes get in the ring to fight
and
one
I
more
remember,
time.
Foreman was 46 when he went back in the ring.
He did. He was off forever. He went back in the ring. And you know what? I agree with Muhammad Ali. As much as I love George Foreman, those were the most boring fights to watch a 46-year-old mummy throw punches.
Hmm.
It really was. And what does that say? Let me ask you a question. What does that say about the heavyweight division when a 46-year-old dude came back and was winning a title? What does that really say about the heavyweight division?
Never underestimate someone because of their aging?
No, it said that the other heavyweight sucked. And look, the Big Three is a good league. It's a great summer league. It's 3-on-3 basketball. Those were all NBA players. They all had heydays. They all look good. If a 3-on-3 added two more guys and went 5-on-5 against an NBA team and beat the NBA team, NBA team sucked. Because if those guys are still that good, believe me, they would still be in the NBA. And I'm not thinking nothing about it. I'm not doing age discrimination, Lou, nothing like that. But if you're getting your butt kicked by a guy who had his prime when he lost to Muhammad Ali, probably about the same time your dad was born, you should not be losing to him in the ring. You should be faster, more athletic, and more everything.
Yeah.
Like I said, kudos to him. You can only fight the people that are in front of you. So if he's beating the people in front of him, that's great.
Fight the good fight.
But the heavyweight division when he was fighting was terrible. And right now, what do you have, the Bronx Bomber? Or what is his name? I forget what the heavyweight title, the heavyweight champ calls himself now. You got like three guys in the heavyweight division that can fight. That's it. Klitschko held the title for like 10 years. There's no one in the heavyweight division. Whereas in the lighter rounds, there are guys that can actually fight. So I want to see those guys fight. Remember, Lou, boxing isn't necessarily the best fighting the best. It is whatever promoter can promote the best fight, not the best fighters.
That what people want to see, the best fighters?
No, they want to see the names. We both know that. They just want to see the names.
Yeah.
You know, so like I said, okay, so for example, I'm looking in the welterweight division right now.
Yes.
Errol Spence Jr., Terrence Crawford, Manny Pacquiao, Keith Thurman, Don Porter, Danny Garcia, Jamal James. These guys are all your top fighters.
Right.
Do you think I really want to see Manny Pacquiao refight Floyd to relitigate a fight?
Mm.
Or would I rather see Errol Spence Jr. fight Terrence Crawford? 25 and 0 or versus 35 and 0. These are the fights I want to see. Sean Porter, fighting Errol Spence Jr. That's a fight. See, it puts the good fights together, and let's watch them fight. Not just all this bullcrap of let's relitigate this all over again.
No,
nobody wants that. Nobody wants to see that.
Imagine if you fight one of us.
In the middleweights, we have Triple G, we have Canelo, we have Charlo, we have Andrade, we have Jacobs, we have all these guys, and I'm going to read this to you real quick. Canelo Alvarez, next fight, September 14th, against who knows, and you know what? He's already said he's not fighting in September. So there's no fight. This is your top middleweight. There is no fight. Triple G. Next fight scheduled. There is no fight. Jermell Charlo. Next scheduled fight. There is no scheduled fight. I'm at three. Demetrius Andrade. Next scheduled fight. There is no scheduled fight. Daniel Jacobs, number five. Next scheduled fight. No scheduled fight. There's the top. If the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The top 10 fighters that are middleweight. The top 10. They don't even have a scheduled fight.
Hmm.
Boxing's doing it themselves.
Yeah. And with them losing to MMA, it makes it even worse.
Well, what's crazy is money-wise, they're not. MMA is what's hot and what's happening, and they have all these, you know, UFC number 735 and 736
yeah.
and all that. But money-wise, boxing still makes more than the UFC. Still
yeah.
makes more. What Mayweather made in one night, what all the UFC fighters haven't made in their career. It's not even close.
No.
To what they make. So boxing still has the money because the fighters are individual entities, so they can promote themselves to an extent. Mayweather's his own man. He promotes himself. Other guys, you know, like Golden Boy and all this. But even that, the most money, think about it, the most popular MMA guy was Conor McGregor. The most money he ever made in an MMA fight was like $15 million. He made $90 million in 24 minutes fighting
yeah.
Floyd Mayweather. All of
yeah.
his fights to that point didn't even equal $90 million.
That's true.
But he still has the money. So, yeah, we could say UFC is gaining popularity, and it is. UFC is doing this, and it is. But the money's still in boxing. Still in boxing.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish you could get a better TV deal. That would be something, too. But, you know.
Here's Lou, hang with me 1 second. Just got to pay a bill.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
So right. here's my issue today. Thank you for holding through that. Here's my issue today.
Yes.
Netting is going up in two major league ballparks. Last night, we had yet another kid, a three-year-old this time, hit with a scorcher off Lindor's bat. Okay. Why are we having such an issue with this? Why can't Major League Baseball put up netting all over? Why is Manfred being such an idiot about this? I understand in-game experience. Look, at the game on Saturday, at the Diamondback game, a ball came scorching back into the press box. You know who's in the press box? A bunch of adults. You know what our job is? To win the game. So when balls come back, we're ready for it. We're looking. We're there. If we get it with the baseball on us, we're adults. We know we're in the line of fire. Either baseball has to do one of two things. Either they have to put up netting, or they have to say everyone under the age of a certain age can only sit at a certain spot, where that way scorching line balls can't hit them. But for Manfred to say that he can't control that, I think he's a coward, and
that's
I think
bull.
He's an idiot. I think he's a coward and an idiot. And I 100% think baseball is getting this wrong. And every time I say something about this game that I love, and I absolutely love it, it's starting to become a broken record with me that they're doing something that can be fixed and that can get people involved. You want to stop? You want kids to come to the game? Let them come to the game safe, because you know what's going to start happening? Parents are going to say, hey, I can't bring my five-year-old to a game. It's kind of dangerous. Hey, I can't bring my three-year-old to a game. It's kind of dangerous. I don't care if it says on the ticket, you may get hit with the ball. A three-year-old can't move fast enough. And I think baseball is really missing the boat with this. I really do.
I believe so, yes. I mean, Manfred's trying to be one of the worst commissioners they had in the sport.
This is an easy fix. Put the netting up.
Exactly.
And you know what makes it so bad? Teams aren't doing it. If the teams aren't doing it, this is where the commissioner needs to step in and say, we have teams that figured out a way to do it over the All-Star break. Their netting is up. Everyone needs to get this netting up ASAP. But no, not Manfred. He's a terrible commissioner. Terrible in that. With that aspect, he's doing a poor job. Other things he's done well. This, poor job. Don't like this at all.
Yeah,
I think I lost Lou. Did I lose you? Okay.
No, and we thought Goodell was bad. I mean, but Manfred ranks up there a close second, probably, in worst commissioners.
Well, because this is, you know what? Because they're hypocrites. Look, we can say what we want about Adam Silver. We can say basketball players are overpaid. They're this, they're that, they're this. There's no league that works with the fans, with the players, with the coaches, as well as basketball works with all their entities. It's just a fact. And we know the owners, and I'm not calling them governors. The owners are the owners, and they get into their little squabbles, and they do a lot of whining about stuff and whatever. But they understand the product, and they understand the fans, and they understand the experience. Baseball, your fans are getting hurt. Fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Football, your players are getting hurt. Say as much as you can. I don't get this. I really don't get this. You have at the press conference the other night, a reporter asked Torrey Lovello, the manager of the Diamondbacks, Greinke was pitching really good, but he was how much are you on that 100 pitch count? Because the Diamondbacks ended up going to the bullpen blew the lead because the bullpen is very rocky. We are managing games now through pure analytics. I wish someone would have walked up to Steve Carlton or Ron Guidry and said, hey, you're at 100 pitches. We got to come get you. There's no way they walk off the mound. But,
yeah.
I'm old man, get off my lawn. That's my official new title.
I like it.
So, what else you got for me, my friend?
That's just about it. You know, we had the Hall of Fame over the past week for baseball, and of course, Mariano was a shoe to get in. But there was a couple of controversies. I think Lee Smith was one of them.
Yeah, who should have been in a long time ago? That Lee Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Lee Smith should have been a long time ago. And I heard some people griping about Doc Holliday getting in. I thought he was a Hall of Famer. I heard some people
sure.
saying if he unfortunately didn't die, he wouldn't have been in yet. He wouldn't have been a first ballot. With me with Hall of Fame,
really?
I don't care if you're first, second ballot, third ballot. If you're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall of Famer. Here's my question for you, and I keep going back to this one. How is it Ken Griffey Jr. didn't get 100% vote? I know Mariano did, and he's the first one ever. But what idiots didn't vote for Ken Griffey Jr.?
Yeah, he should have been there. He should have been there, you know, first ballot as well.
Here's my other question for you, Lou. You have the MLB All-Star Week, right? And I know they're in Cooperstown. I get that. I 100% understand that. Why can't you have the All-Star Weekend? You have your festivities Monday. You have the game on Tuesday. Why can't we do Cooperstown either a couple days before, or you don't maybe restart series the following Monday or Saturday, or figure out a way to push games? You do your Baseball Hall of Fame ceremony on a day there are baseball games being played. So you know where eyes are going? They're split. They're not on games or the ceremony. They're all over the place. You know when football does Hall of Fame? When there's no regular games going on. You know when basketball does this Hall of Fame? When there's no regular games going on. You know when baseball does this Hall of Fame? In the middle of summer, in the middle of a game. Again.
That's ridiculous.
Stupid. It's stupid. I don't get it.
Neither do I.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah. I was hearing some excerpts from a station. Like, if you can change one rule, baseball or whatever, what would it be? And somebody said, out of the 14th inning, go to a home run swing off. Oh boy.
Yeah, no. If I could change any one rule, when it's an intentional walk, throw four pitches.
I'm not a big fan of the intentional walk.
It's stupid. It's dumb.
Yeah.
If you're gonna, because if there's someone, if say you have someone on second and third, and you're doing an intentional walk to load bases. What if one of those pitches gets away? Now a runner can score. Now if
that's
you
right.
don't do that, there's no runner that can score. Like I said, I don't get it. I don't get it. Everything that they're
I say from the 10th inning on, you put the runner on. You put the runner on like first or second base, the lead runner on.
Or how about this, Lou?
Yeah.
You let, if you really want to just change it, and because I don't like the runner on second. I'll be honest with you, I don't like that. But if you really want to change it, how about this? Let position players come back in the game.
Hmm, that's an idea too.
After the 13th inning, you know what? If you've been pitch hit for after the 13th inning, you can come back in the game. Or no, before. If anything happens after, say, you know, come back in. Thanks, Lou. Hopefully I'll catch up with you later.
Thanks.
Have a good one, my friend. Always good to catch up with Lou. Yeah, if there's an issue, bring your position players back. Like I said, man, every time they step forward, they step back.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
So, before I get out of here today, please explain to me why the Lakers are whining like a bunch of babies. Please explain that to me. You went after Kawhi. You didn't get Kawhi. You chose to wait. Who cares if he, you know, you knew you were in a running with two other teams. You knew that. You knew there was an opportunity you wouldn't get him. You didn't like the way he dealt with you. You didn't like the way yada, yada, yada. This has to be the biggest crybaby team ever. And maybe it's been this way for the longest time. But I don't remember this under Magic. I don't remember this under Kobe. I don't remember them whining like this all the time. I really don't. They're at a point now where everything they feel they're entitled to. They are not entitled to have three superstars. So let me guess. Let's say they got Kawhi. And then they start filling out their rosters. And would they complain they didn't have enough money for everything else? You knew the risk when you took the risk. You still have a decent roster. You still should be a playoff team. You still should compete for the Western Conference Championship. But all this whining and complaining and moaning is getting ridiculously old. Roll out the ball. Start the season. How about this? How about trying this year? How about seeing if LeBron can play defense on both sides of the court? How about seeing if he's healthy enough as an aging superstar to play more than X amount of games? How about seeing if Anthony Davis can play more than 75 games? How about seeing if Kyle Kuzma's defense improves? How about seeing where Rondo is at this stage of his career? There's so many other things to focus on instead of talking about your hurt feelings that Kawhi may have done you wrong. You're just mad because he went to your roommate's room instead of your room. There's always something whining coming out of that camp. Here's something I don't understand, though. We always say that our athletes are bigger, faster, stronger. Right? Isn't that what we always say? Okay, so I'm going to read something to you, and I want you to really stop and think about this. And I really want you to stop and think about these ages. I'm going to read this to you. I feel that number 23, Michael Jordan, was the greatest basketball player I've ever seen. I've ever seen. My opinion. Even though it's the right one. Rookie year, 82 games. Broke his foot his second year in the league. Played 18 games, went to the playoffs, 63 points against Boston. Everyone remembers that. It was a loss. Everyone remembers that. Next season, 82. Next season, 82. Next season, 81. Next season, 82. Next season, 82. Next season, 80. Was suspended. Did not play because he didn't want to. Wasn't load management. 80. Next season, 78. Came back, retired, came back late in the season. Remember the facts, the I'm back facts. 17. Then 95, 96, 82. 96, 97, 82. 97, 98, 82. Huh. Let me give you those ages of the last one. 31, 32, 33, 34. 82, 82, 82. Retired. Did not play at the age of 35, 36, or 37. Came back at age 38, played 60 games. Give you some guesses of the guys that played 60 games last year due to load management and injuries. At the age of 39, played 82 games. But let's rewind. We talk about, oh, well, they had these deep playoff runs, so they got to rest during the regular season. 91, 92, 93, guess what the Bulls were busy doing? Winning titles. When you win titles, guess what you're doing? You're in the playoffs. They were in the playoffs doing deep playoff runs for 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, and 93. Games played, 82, 81, 82, 82, 80, 78. Let me guess. Playoff runs because they won titles. What games are played? 82, 82, 82. Stop telling me about load management and rest. Minutes played, 37, 37, 9, 38. At the age of 39, played 82 games while playing 37 minutes. You want to talk about load management? In 86, 87, or excuse me, 87, 88, 89, 90. Let me give you these minutes. 40, 40.4, 40.2. 39, 37, 38, 39. You know how many games were missed from 87 to 93? You ready? Seven. Seven games missed while playing 40, 44, 42, 39, 37, 38, 39 in a ridiculously physical league. Miss me on that load management. Miss me on that nonsense. I'm not having it. I'm not hearing it. I'm done with it. Make sure you are following us on social media at the Sports Cave on Twitter, the Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also go to thesportscave.com. A lot of good stuff up there. There's some good interviews, some good podcasts from a man, the Chief Cowboy Queen, Dr. Bianco. Also, remember, all kings are with the K. Also, remember that when you are listening to the show, if you missed any or part of it, you can replay here or you can go to the Casual Sports Network, KSN, and check us there as well, 3 o'clock every single day. You can get me on the Twitter directly at PLR on Sports. Never know what I'm tweeting about. Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Sometimes stuff hurts me and I just tweet it. Either way, definitely check it out. On the Twitter. Wednesday show, give you a heads up, will probably be a best of doing media days out in LA. So we'll not have a live show that day. But we are on live in the middle of the world tomorrow here on the KSK with the LR. Thanks for joining us today. It is Monday. Make Monday a great day. I will talk to you on Tuesday. This has been the KSK with PLR. This is PLR. Everyone, have a fantastic rest of your day.